Chile and the Champ
with Goo Hefner.
What up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Chile and the Champ. We'd like to welcome back the one and only Goo from back from special assignment.
Special assignment.
I was out. I had to go to Afghanistan and check on the Afghanistan virus that's been running rampant in the Eastern Hemisphere.
All right, another credible report by Goo Hefner, ladies and gentlemen.
He was at doing some scouting for, you know.
All clear.
Yeah, all clear.
It's
yeah.
All clear.
I'm glad to see NATO call you for that.
Yeah. Don't worry. We're safe for now.
I didn't know. Classified.
Hey, all jokes aside, big shouts out to all our military service members and the people who really do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, we just we don't want to put Goo in jeopardy. You know,
this because up missing
because he actually was doing something that was top secret. He was on slab assignment. He was actually we were scouting a drop 84 Brits. So he was on slab assignment trying to
an 84 burrito.
Yeah.
That's all I heard, an 84 burrito. I was like, oh, okay.
Brits, Cadillac.
Oh, okay.
Nah. But we happy to have Goo back. Hello.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about. Paul, man, congratulations on your big, successful Paul Wall school drive and backpack giveaway, man.
Yeah, man. It was a great event. Thank you to all the sponsors, everybody who came out, everybody who gave back. It was, a great event. It was, definitely a community-style event where everybody we kind of fuck with, we down with, was there, you know, putting in. That's not to say that if they weren't there, we don't fuck with them, but it's just, you know, it wasn't just like, you know what I'm saying, like all the people we had as sponsors, we just kind of reached out. We went through our phone books and just reached out to people. It was like, hey, we got this going on. You down to, you know what I'm saying, come be a part of this. And, you know, we had different people out there like we got HTX Tactical. They were out there, giving away gun safety tips and things like that, teaching kids about, you know, things like, you know, just you know, we want to be educational. You know, we weren't promoting guns or anything like that. But
they should have been giving away bulletproof vests the way that everything's going back to school, man.
You know, they were giving away gun locks, though, to some of the parents.
Yeah, that's good.
And they were passing out a lot of pamphlets for, just for gun safety and awareness. So shout out to them for that. Also, we had Allegiance Bank. They had a huge donation.
Did literature. They gave away literature on financial literacy.
Okay.
And Ricky Menez was there from there. Then we also had
shout out to Cricket, man. Cricket stepped up.
Yeah, big shout out to Cricket. They also gave us a phone to give away.
Oh, thank you. I liked it, man. It's going to help me out a lot, man.
Actually, we put it on eBay.
The Stylo?
Yeah, the Stylo 4.
Stylo 4.
On Big Mo's birthday, it's the Stylo 4.
Oh, hold up.
The Metro Police Department came through, man.
Yeah.
They showed a lot of love with the backpacks, man. Yeah, they brought the bags, and they actually came. They came out, and there was because, you know, man, a lot of these schools, they can't, you know, the backpacks are different now. You know, a lot of these schools,
they got to be clear now.
Clear.
Right. It's like the NFL sponsoring them laws.
Yeah,
down,
so it's kind of like there was a bunch of the black clear backpacks for boys and the pink ones for the girls, you know. Yeah.
Nar
Got Soul. Big shout out to Nar Got Soul. He was out there. He actually did me some custom Oiler Mob shoes on the spot, some Air Force Ones. Also, big shouts out to Brother Derek, Derek Muhammad. He was out there. He came through.
Yes,
big shouts out to PAP, of course, for organizing this event, helping us put it together.
Hold it down.
Parents Against Predators. Thank you, Miss Pap.
A stroke.
Yeah, I know Miss Pap was stressing. She always do that, man. But thank you, though, man. You know, big thank you to Miss Pap. Also, you know, the haircuts that were there. House of FaZe. They came out. Haircut Josh. Also, Live Love Hair. She was out there doing hair for girls and stuff like
that. What's up, man.
You know, we just trying to give back, man. You know, Alex Bregman donated some backpacks. Big shouts out to Alex Bregman. That's if you get a backpack from
Alex
Bregman,
bro. You gotta say it right.
Big Daddy Bregman. Big Daddy Bregman.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you, man. Look, planning an event like that,
it's stressful.
We thought we had everything figured out, and at the last minute, thank God for Trio Multicultural came through with
Trio, what's up, baby?
With some waters and drinks and TV. Yeah. Johnny came through with a bunch more, so we ended up having
grills. Did he give out grills for
we gave away water and Gatorade,
socks,
and stuff,
you know,
socks,
all kind of things, man. You know,
so each bag was actually filled with supplies that they would need. We didn't just give an empty backpack.
Yeah, it was
so we didn't want our sponsors, all the vendors who came. The only thing we asked bring paper, bring pens, pencils, socks, so we can give away.
I saw y'all had Brownstone Dental.
Brownstone Dental was there.
Yeah, they helped us with. They gave away a huge donation full of toothpaste and toothbrushes. You know what I'm saying?
Also, gave away fruit.
Yeah, fruit. Brothers Produce was there. Big shout out to Brothers Produce. Also, St. Bernard's Pub was there.
Brothers Barbecue went there.
Huh?
Brothers barbecue went there.
Nah, Kalunga came through though. Man, shout out to
Kalunga.
Did
you eat that? Your package?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, listen, I took my package home, and you know we some barbecue snobs, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit was good, bro. No, I'm telling you, you eat Mexican Mike barbecue or my dad's barbecue.
Yeah, you spoil. We don't just sell for barbecue. We don't just eat anybody barbecue, man.
I'm gonna take your word for it until I try that barbecue. Then I ain't gonna even tell you.
Bro, you gotta try it then. But nah, man, his shit was good, bro.
My niece was like, "Uncle Paul, can I have some of your barbecue?" I was like, "All right, ain't gonna come, mate. Don't be eating all my barbecue now."
You pop that sauce open up?
Yeah, bro. Fire, bro.
Man.
Hey, Chef James, shout out to Chef James, too. He came through.
Hey, also, what was the pizza place you had?
Yeah, Hungry Howie's. They was out there.
Frenchie's
man.
Chicken Frenchie's came through.
Frenchie's Chicken. Oh,
Frenchie's
we.
Through,
yeah, we had Frenchie's Chicken, Hungry Howie's. Oh, my God. It was going out.
Them kids didn't wake up to go to school today after eating all that.
I was trying to sneak one of them chicken pans home.
Man, it was gone, bro.
It was gone, yeah.
So who was DJing? Your DJ?
Jay Butter. What's up, Jay Butter?
Yeah. Man, you know what I was impressed with? Man, I was like truly impressed with the volunteers.
Damn.
Because the volunteers, like a lot, bro. We actually had a bunch of high school kids. Like my nephew.
Oh, okay.
From Bel Air came out there. Miss Papp, she had her nephews and all this stuff.
Right.
And seeing them interact, bro, it was like an eye-opening experience for them, I think. You know what I'm saying? I know for my nephews.
They realize how blessed they are.
He goes to Bel Air High School, so I mean, you know. So for them, like they plan on staying an hour and then going to actually stay like 3.5-4 hours.
Well, you know, it's like one of those things. I don't know what it is, but when you're doing something out of the kindness of your heart, it makes you feel good. I remember when I was working at the box, and they would tell us that we had to go on Thanksgiving Day. We would have to go and deliver Meals on Wheels.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the night before Thanksgiving, everybody's out partying. Yeah. And, you know, so I would be out there hungover like at 6:30 a.m. all pissed off. I'm like, damn, why they got us out here, man? You know, I'm hungover. And so I would be complaining. But the minute you get there and you deliver that first meal and then you see those people that don't have, mostly it's like elderly people that have no family or, you know, they couldn't move to get anything. Mm-hmm. So you just give them that meal and you see their happiness. And it just makes you feel good to where I feel like a punk later down the road. Like
you feel bad because
you're like, damn, I'm blessed. You know, I'm going to leave here and then I'm going to go sleep and wake up to a nice meal with family. And these people, you know, have nobody. So I kind of get what you're saying about that, man.
Oh, hey, Be Someone was out there too.
Yeah, big shout out to Be Someone. He definitely was
Be Alguien.
Hey, 97.9 The Box, they put it down with us too, man.
They stayed longer too than they were supposed to, man.
That was,
I didn't even know Mad Hatter had an event yesterday. James Harden had an event. There were several events yesterday, but they still put it down. Thank you. Shout out to Nett, man.
She donated some shirts for us, my sister.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, tell your sister to donate some shirts for Chile in the Chile.
Man, we gotta be proactive on it.
The dog boss was out there. Shout out to Texan Bullies.
Hey, he came through with the load.
Yeah.
He didn't have a boot. He came through with a load of like a literally a trailer full of pencil supplies.
Oh, that's good. Man,
he came through.
Usually, he'll be trying to give you stud credits for his dogs. What the hell am I going to do with a stud credit? It's a school drive.
Athena was there too. Thank you to Athena for coming through.
Athena showed up.
The homegirl, man.
Came late, but she did come through.
Yeah.
Hey, man. You know, she had to be fashionably late.
But
hey, man, I'm gonna tell you what was most shocking to me too, though. So I was a little worried, right?
Damn.
And the reason I was worried is because this year, where the event was at, what's the name of the spot, Paul?
So we can get the Preston Theater.
Too. Shout out to the Preston Theater too, man. Thank you for allowing us to have that event there. But everybody that was there, 1 o'clock was the time it was supposed to start, bro. We had 250 chairs just out.
Yeah.
Before 1 o'clock, every chair was full.
Man, that's a good feeling.
There was a seat in every chair, bro. It was crazy.
Every all the back rooms, like we had one of the back rooms where they were doing haircuts and doing, you know, another room where they were doing the food, another room where they were organizing all the backpacks, putting everything in there. G6 was over there. Shout out G6 Tattoo.
Was he tattooing the kids?
Nah, he was doing face painting.
Face paint, man. But
all my kids got oil of my tattooed on their hands with the face paint.
He's good, man. G6 is talented.
G6
man.
Smart,
talented,
man. He giving them business cards. When you turn 18, you know where to go.
Bro, Primo was out there shooting.
The homie
the
Primo?
Primo,
man,
what's
Primo
up,
was
baby?
Out there, man. He's a fool with that camera now. Man. He shot a scissor reel. Rolando was out there. They.
True, so, multicultural. Yeah, thank you, man. My boy E from iFix Gadgets, done deal. They was out there.
Okay. He was out there.
Thank you. Class C Events, thank you to them. You know what I'm saying? Everybody.
E was fussing at me. Getting mad, talking about let him know sooner. Man, he was in freaking Cancun. You call him, his phone's like ringing all funny and stuff. I said, bro, I'm supposed to talk to you about backpack drive and you sitting on the beach drinking pina coladas and stuff.
With his pinky out.
hey, big shout out to my boy Big Lee. Came all the way from Alabama, man. Brought the fam. You know, he got an event he does called the June Fest, Huntsville June Fest. You know, they whole squad came out there and put it. They drove all the way and put it down with him, man. So thank you to him, too.
That's love right there, man.
Hey, thank you to my wife, too, Crystal. Chris Wild, all the Mixed Fits. She got out there and just was having a lot of fun, man, doing all her dances and everything with the kids, man.
What's up?
She was turning them up, man.
Shout out to Candy Red Bread. He put together the two backpacks and cars of the day.
It doesn't even matter though, man.
He
at least
the
he
whole
donated.
Day though, but he put it together.
At least
two
he
backpacks.
Donated.
He did bring some though. He just, you know, that just that was more for the high school, you know, and that's for them to do to organizing the backpack. He was out there taking pictures.
Man, you know what? I think it's cool that you had said that kids, you know, the socks though. I think it's pretty cool that they were getting socks and everything. So you know.
Yeah, you know, because a lot of these are reasons why some kids stay home. Because first of all, a lot of kids aren't changing their socks every day. Shit, I don't change my socks every day. So you know,
so that's what that smell's been.
Nah, that might be my drawers. I ain't changing my drawers. I don't change them. It might be a couple weeks.
Shit.
For real though.
This is an intervention right now.
But a lot of these kids though, they don't have new socks. That might keep them from going to school, or at least they ain't trying to be picked on. You know what I'm saying? And one pair of socks ain't gonna change or stop. But we just trying to help. We not trying to, you know, solve all the problems. We just trying to help.
Make it easier.
Bro, you got a new backpack.
Yeah.
You got a haircut. You have papers, pens.
Yeah.
You have some clean socks to put
on.
You
have no excuse.
You have a
not
toothbrush,
to
brand new toothbrush, toothpaste.
And toothpaste
bro,
to go with that.
You feeling good, man.
Yeah, man.
Man, you might even do the freestyle for Brownstone Dental. You know what I mean?
And then the fact that some of this came from, you know, shout out to Zero, Slim Thug, Lil Kiki. Shout out to all the rappers, all the Houston rappers. And you don't have to be a rapper, but everybody who gives back. Because everybody does their own thing, Trade the Truth. You know, we all do our own thing in our own ways. Of course, we all try to support each other. Anytime I've asked for help from somebody or some type of support, they always support, get back. Zero always, he donates backpacks. So Lil Kiki, same with Lil Kiki and Slim Thug, they always donate at our events. So if you get a backpack, that's what we telling these kids too. You know, these backpacks came from all of these people that are here that help sponsor, but as well as everybody who wasn't, like TV Johnny, he wasn't there, he was out of town, or you know, so he wasn't able, but he still sent the squad through, still sent a lot of donations through, all of that, you know what I'm saying? So we telling them, you know, these backpacks came from Alex Bregman, you know, Zero, Paul Wall, Slim Thug, all of us, Lil Kiki.
Damn.
So if you a kid getting this backpack, you know, you could just see it in their eyes. Also, some of my homeboys from, you know, from Fourth Ward, my boy Cadero, he donated a lot of his Jordans and Gucci shoes, Air Max. I'm like, bro, they my size too. I'm like, bro, come on now,
those shoes never made it.
Yeah, but
Paul's trunk was full.
Now we had to tell everybody, look, man,
that makes sense. That's where them shoes came.
Yeah.
From. That's
what. So if you see me wearing a new Air Max, nah.
I was like, Paul, come here, Paul. Yeah.
That's what we told. We had to tell everybody, like, look, man, don't get these. Watch who you get these shoes to. Make sure they to somebody who's a kid, because that's what they was for. So there was a lot of. There was some other shoes too. So man, but you could see, like, one of the kids told me, he was like, damn, man, thank you, man. That's my first pair of Jordans I ever had. And he looked like, you know, somebody who I was around that same. He was in high school, and I didn't have Jordans when I was in high school either. So
I ain't never had a pair of Jordans.
But I remember when I got my first first pair of Jordans, I remember that feeling of like you. It's like when I got my first grill or something. You know what I'm saying? Like you feel like kind of empowered because you feel fly. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to my boy Kadera for donating that.
Hey,
you know
I'm
what
gonna
saying?
Tell you, if I get a pair of Jordans, I better be dunking. If not, I'm gonna take them suckers back and be like, it's a ripoff. I'm gonna be playing like Jordan. I want to be dunking and everything. But man, so
I don't think they're gonna help you do that.
Oh, I was bored, bro. I did. I had every pair of shoes, but I cheated because like my aunts and stuff, they didn't have kids. The Quatas. I had aunts, they're twins, the Quatas.
Yeah.
And they spoiled me to death, bro. I mean, like, no lie.
Yeah.
I had everything, man. I was like, it was crazy.
Dude, you were a spoiled little sucker up there,
dude. I wasn't a little sucker, but I was spoiled as shit. I was fly, man. I used to be in the hood, like, shit, if I knew, I had all the, I'm telling you, man, I had all the new shit,
that,
bro, I swear.
You that dude that used to get jumped every day for stolen for his
lie.
Jordans and everything like that.
That ain't never happened to me, sir.
Shit. You'd be like, you'd be telling your aunt, auntie, this guy took it. They're the ones going out there squabbing for you and everything, I bet.
Nah, man, you need to stop playing my aunts.
They'll be like, you leave little goo.
Stop playing my aunts, too, if I jump across
you know, there was like, Paul, you live little goo _ Hefner with two F's alone.
Nah, don't even call me that. They call me by my government name, sir.
Hey, Pendejo, get over here. Anyways, man, hey, man, so congratulations to you, Goo.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody, my multicultural for being part of him, his pap and everything. Actually, I'm going to let y'all know. Surprised y'all pulled it off, man.
Me too.
Y'all did it like in a month and a half. This stuff like this usually takes about 6 months ahead of planning.
Well, you know,
we start planning now.
Yeah,
for
you
the
know,
next
it was all Paul's fault.
It really was, but this was a different step than you know than we normally we do it outdoors at a park. Last year was the first time we did it not at a park because we were starting to have problems at the parks. So it's like, okay, where do we do this? We're not really trying to do this at a club, but we, you know, it's difficult to find something that will fit with us. And then every single year we've done it, it always rains. So that's another thing we got to take into account, doing it outdoors. So you know,
schooling in the rain, your song right there.
Yeah,
schooling in the rain,
backpack driving rain, supplies in the rain. But the Preston Theater, thank you to Chewy and everybody for allowing us to do it there, letting them putting it down, partnering with us. And it was just a great event, man. We had a great time, man. And
what's up, man?
Oh, shout out to Jeff, man. He came through with the tables too.
Yeah, big
man.
Shout out to
Jesus.
Jeff. What it do, Apex? What's up, baby?
Apex, that's what's up, man. So we I guess we can start a podcast. Hey, but you know what? Everybody that was involved with Paul's back school drive, man, even though I didn't get a chance to make it out there, thank y'all so much for donating your time and everything. Hey, look, people don't know, man, when these events are put together, people put their own personal time and they do it for free. They're not getting paid or anything. So, you know, I think Paul's need to take y'all to dinner or something like that.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Or give you some of that satellite or something like that.
Nah, I don't need
to help y'all stress go down a little bit. And you know what? Speaking of that satellite, you know what trips me out, man? I was at Dallas for a dog show last Friday. Not this weekend, but the one before, the 11th.
Did you win?
No, well, it got shut down. So, you know, all my friends and I, Texas Premier Bulls, we woke up early at 4 a.m. We left to go to Dallas. And, you know, I hate Dallas. I don't.
I think you could have placed.
Shit, man. You know, we get there and they had it. Y'all heard of Las Colinas?
Las Colinas, yeah.
It's an uppity, an uppity city or whatever. It's like the Woodlands, you know. Well, I guess they must have seen, it was at their convention center, Las Colinas Convention Center. So it's kind of like the Sugar Land. What's that new place where they have the concerts?
Right.
Oh, you talking about, the Sugar Land.
One Financial or whatever. Financial.
Smart Financial.
Like that one. So they rented it out and it was going to be a dog show there. Okay, so the bullies, you know, it's bully dogs. They look like pit bulls, but they're not pit bulls, you know. So that's what everybody thinks, they're pit bulls. Well, I guess they must have seen a lot of Hispanics, a lot of blacks, you know, with dogs.
Nah, I'm going to tell you what they saw. And I'm going to tell you why they shut that shit down.
They shut it down.
I'm going to tell you why I think they shut it down.
Why?
We went to a dog show that...
here in Houston.
Yeah.
Bro.
With Texan Bullies.
At the Pasadena.
Yeah. Bro, it was... That shit smelled so bad. So I cannot imagine If it was a nice building, yeah, you got, all that shit, man.
You really got to be prepared for it.
There were dogs, like, literally walking around just pissing on the floor. Yeah. And some people couldn't.
But they had people that clean it up. That's the thing.
Yeah, well, come on, man.
But at the same time, there were still pee spots that weren't cleaned up.
Yeah, there were. I mean, yeah, because some people, I mean, it's just they can't be everywhere. Yeah,
it's only like a couple janitors, but it's a shitload of dogs.
What category were you going
to be in? Nah, man, I was just going there because, you know, I'm part of that Texas Premier Bulls kennel.
Oh, I thought you were in the dog show, like, you were competing.
Nah, I don't. I mean, I just go there just to support the homies.
Because you look like a bully. That's what I'm saying.
You know, hey, I ain't tripping, though, man. You know what? Hey, girls love me. That's all that matters. You know what I'm saying? I look like
all
a bully.
Right, you're going to get cut when you get home.
It don't matter, man. They come over there and they rub on my rolls and everything. They said, oh, look, he's so fluffy. Well, anyways, man, long story short, they shut the place down like at noon. The people from there are like, oh, you know. First of all, they call Irving police on us. And then they said that they blame it on the fire marshal and all this shit. Now, the show hadn't even started, and you have people that drove from all over the U.S. It's like the biggest Texas show, you know, but for dog shows for bullies. So, you know, me being pissed off, I said, fuck this. I ain't staying in Dallas. I had just booked my room. I say, man.
You left?
I drove back to Houston, man. I was just like,
You got your money back for your room?
Fuck no.
Okay, now I'm going to give you my theory why I got shut down. And not surprising. Okay, this used to happen back in the days. There would be concert promoters. There's still concert promoters who still do this.
But not pay?
Well, they would basically, I'm not going to say no names, but it happened on occasion way back in the days when we first were coming up. We would see, you know, we've been blessed to always, you know, we do good business with other people who do good business typically. Yeah. But there would be concert promoters who would pack concert, and what they would do was do a fake arrest and get arrested or shut the concert down, say it was due to a fight, and the event would get shut down before a concert ever even started. And that way they wouldn't have to give nobody their money back. They don't have to give the
it was
performer.
Jelly Roll. It was Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll Promotions.
Jelly Roll Promotions. Yeah. In red.
Jelly Roll Promotions and Incorporated. Yeah.
But what's it called? But, you know, they used to really do that, though. You know, that's where people's reputation as a legitimate concert promoter started coming into play. But that also was when, you know, when we coming up on the chilling circuit where people, where you doing shows and it'd be like, damn, man, we can't ever do no shows because every time I do a show, it's a fake promoter. So when it is a real show, they don't believe it's going to be a show there. You know, so those were the times where we would have to actually get out there physically, make our rounds in every city. We're still, you know, to anybody who's an artist trying to do their thing or whatever you are trying to make an impact in the city, go out there, see the city, man. Go get you a haircut at the barbershop. Go shopping at the mall. Go eat at the places where the local food places, whatever, you know. Show love to the people, you know what I'm saying? Introduce yourself to the city so that they know you really there, and then the word will spread. Oh, yeah, he is here. I seen them there, and then next thing you know, you have a lit concert. So
yeah,
man. Well, speaking of lit concerts,
so that's why I think they shut it down because they were trying to.
This was their third one that they did. So they were established already, but they got more to lose, you know, because they had to refund everybody.
They did get refunds.
Like all the vendors, like the booths and everything.
Oh, so, I guess my theory don't work.
Theory's busted. But speaking
what
of
you
lit,
saying, Goop?
I said speaking of lit shows, man. Big shout out, congratulations to our boy Toby.
Yes.
In Wigwee.
Toby killed that show, man. He
Who's
had a,
that?
See, you don't even know. You,
no, I don't.
You're
I don't. I'm
like, he's a new artist.
From Houston?
From Houston, Texas.
Okay.
He's
from the Southwest Side.
Southwest Side, A-Leaf. He's unsigned, right?
Yeah.
Build his buzz, not by radio, strictly social media.
Underground type shit.
Well, I'm going to let you hear it. It's not even, it's like nothing you've
what
ever heard
What kind of music,
before.
Though?
It's just rap.
Okay.
But you just have to see it.
It's dope, bro.
You just got to see it. Like, I mean, his visuals for every song he drops, he records a visual.
Okay.
And that visual is, like, always nuts. It's just eye-catching, you know what I'm saying? So he built up this huge following on social media. That led to him
making it.
Well, he just did a concert.
This was
at
his
White
first
Oak.
Show. First show in Houston.
Okay.
White Oak Theater. He sold it out. Did a 2-hour performed for 2 hours.
Two bro. Hours and 15 minutes.
2 hours 15
bro.
Minutes. We just verified
his
that.
First,
2 hours
my
15
God.
Minutes.
Wow. You know it's pretty badass if he can sell, like, you know, get something like the White Oak.
He doesn't even have a song on the radio.
Yeah, right.
He's not. He doesn't.
Well, that's like Drake never had a song on the radio.
Right.
He was selling out Warehouse Live.
Right.
Like,
right.
Nothing.
Well, but Drake had a mixtape.
But yeah.
Toby doesn't have a mixtape. You know, he just dropped a mixtape, actually. Let me not lie. Well, he just dropped one.
But he's got, his resume. His resume is, like, all the songs that he's done.
Right, exactly. It was, bro, I'm telling you, like, we didn't get a chance to make it because we were going to go, but we couldn't because
the backpack drive
ended too late. So we were, like, sitting there trying to struggle.
Oh, so that was yesterday.
Live stream. Yeah, just happened last night.
Okay.
We were trying to stream it. We were trying to stream it live.
Okay. And so Houston Trends, I ended up finding it. So I got to watch, like, half of the show. But, shit, yeah, the two-hour show, I think just the guy's phone died.
Like, at minute 35.
Yeah. I think I got to see it for, like, an hour, and then it died. Oh, and I knew he wasn't through because it was so many songs that he hadn't done that I hadn't heard yet. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to Fat's wife. Man, that's another thing. You know, married gang, we down with that, man. Big shouts out to them being a married couple, doing their thing in this game, man. We definitely support and salute that. You know, but yeah, for sure, it was lit, man. We salute him for what he did because, you know, performances, he took it to another level. You know what I'm saying?
He's making Houston people step their game up,
for
man.
For sure. I ain't never did no show like that where I got background dancers and, you know what I'm saying, I'm going for two. I didn't went for an hour and a half.
You never performed at a strip club?
Nah, they wasn't strippers, though. They was doing all kind of, man, they had it going. Maybe I need to do that, have Chris Wilder and the Misfits behind me dancing next time, man.
Shout out to Linnell, too, bro. Like, Linnell's his producer.
Yeah.
Like, bro, it's like a three-piece. Man, I'm going to show you that. Man, I'm going to show you the video. Man, I'm going
to
show
We need to. So, say again his name for people that are not like, that are like me, that are not a.
Toby. T-O-B-E.
All right. Toby.
Toby. Last name, N-W-I-G-W-E.
Okay.
So, it's at Toby in Wigwee.
Toby,
if it's in Wigwee, man, I'm sorry, but I think it's in Wigwee. In Wigwee,
dude, that last name, it's catchy, but it's like.
See, I just said Toby.
I didn't even want to try.
I'm already thinking of Sam Witwicky from the Transformers, you know. But shout out to Toby, man.
For sure,
you know, big shout out. Well, apparently. You know, on the news, now that we're on the shows, you know, Marilyn Manson was in town this past weekend.
Yeah.
Well, Marilyn had a show here?
Marilyn Manson with White Zombie.
Yeah. It was
at the Woodlands.
He did one song and passed out halfway through.
So, he's got that song, Sweet Dreams, Sarmado.
He covered
it. Oh, yeah. He did a cover. Yeah. That's not his song.
Sweet Dreams.
But that's what he's doing. He's covering it and
it's probably on that powder, boy.
No.
He said it was due to heat poisoning.
I've never heard of heat poisoning.
But
that dude is pale. I mean, when you say he's like powder white, you know what I'm saying? So maybe
he wouldn't make it in Arizona.
It was at night, though. It was at night. But no, at the same time, when you perform like that, they do have the lights on you. That does add another element of heat.
That's true.
But you know, it's Texas. I'm sure this ain't that. I'm sure last night was not the hottest it's ever been that anybody's ever performed before. You know,
I ran 3 miles before I came here, and it was like. It said 104.
Hey,
damn!
I ain't tripping, but if Toby can do two and a half hours,
yeah,
the same
but he was
night,
in the AC though.
White Oak does have AC, but
you ever been? You've never done a sold out show, bro. You could just be sitting backstage at a sold out show.
I am not an artist.
It don't matter. I said you could be standing backstage and you're gonna be fucking sweating like you're on stage.
That's
bro.
Why you like when I would be at events. You would never see me in the back. Never see me in the backstage. First of all, everybody's smoking too much weed, and I'll be like. Getting paranoid as fuck.
Okay, so just a map, but I'm saying it's like you suck everybody sucking all the air out.
Well,
like,
I don't suck or anything. So I don't know what the hell you're talking about. We're talking about a show here, Goo. Come on now.
Where was the Marilyn Manson show?
It was at the Woodlands.
Oh, the Woodlands.
It was
him
and White Zombie.
Yeah, yeah.
Rob Zombie, actually. They had a song. Well, but he must have not been feeling good the whole day because when Rob Zombie was on stage, he says, hey, I'm going to need some help because they have a new song together. And then he said, I'm going to need some help because Marilyn Manson's not feeling that good, so he's not going to do the song with me. So I need y'all to sing it loud so he can hear y'all in the back or whatever. So they kind of knew he was.
Well, you know what's ironic is they also had a bad methamphetamine going around. A bunch of people got sick. No, I'm just lying.
I was going to say, the fentanyl.
NATO Goo is coming out
that's
right
funny,
there.
That's funny, the timing of that. Yeah. So do we, yeah. are we?
Well, he's fine, though.
Yeah, we wish him well, man. We wish him well.
We wish him well, you know, he's good now and everything. But there's video where he's singing, and then all of a sudden, you just see him kind of
like hugging the
mic.
Yeah, the
monitor. And then he just turns around and walks away.
We got to give a big rest in peace to the queen, man.
Oh, Aretha Franklin.
peace.
Hey, how about for a perfect how about what's his name, Al Sharpton, trying to honor her and he spelled misspells respect.
He spelled respect wrong.
This fool trying to dog.
Was he talking to Amorosa at the time?
No, but
right?
He was talking about Donald Trump and the Amorosa thing,
right?
And and then he says, in the good words of my late friend, R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Lord.
I was like, dude, what the hell is this dude on, man?
But you know, I try not to watch that kind of stuff no more, man. I ain't gonna
man,
lie.
No, but
I'm
funny.
I'm trying to, like, wing myself off all that. Cause,
well, yeah, well, because now everything. Well, see, the thing is that it's either CNN or Fox. They're at each other so much now that everything's fake news. That's why we say this is a fake podcast. You know what I'm saying? Cause I have my friends that are always like, you're always dogging on the President Donald. I'm like, dude, shut up. You know what I'm saying? But they're always hating on Obama still. And I'm like, dude, Obama's not even enough. This dude is probably banging like five chicks right now.
No, hell no. You know what I'm saying? You would not disrespect the president.
Man, you got to tell
me. Come on, man.
You mean to tell me he was never eyeballing any other female, man?
I can't say he did, but I can't say he wasn't. I can't say he was.
I'm just saying he's probably.
You said
probably.
Eyeballing and banging are two different.
Yeah.
Eyeballing and banging are two different, like.
I said he's probably banging. That's what I said.
I don't know. I think
probably
he
banging
would, man.
Four. I don't see that, bro.
No. I
think he's too concerned about his legacy to put it in jeopardy like that.
Because I really think, being that he was the first black president, he knows that he has to walk a finer line than anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
I mean, like, he
that's
did.
Why I respect LeBron James so much, bro. Because he's never been in any controversy ever.
Right.
Well, that's because he doesn't go to Colorado like Kobe.
Well, see, Chile always got a boom, two.
You know, hey, that's what I do. I talk shit, man. That's what I do, you know?
Oh, yeah. Hit that replay.
But, you know, it's just, well, you know, so we just hope that Marilyn Manson is okay.
Yeah,
man.
We hope he's all right, man.
We make joke, but, you know, at the end of the day, I never wish anybody any harm or anything like
that.
And
any artist of all genres, you know, if you come through Texas, athletes as well, when you coming through Texas or these other places where there's high heat, high humidity, all
drink
these type
water
of,
first.
Please drink water first. If you going to do things like, you know, turn up and party and all, man, do that afterwards, after the game, after the performance. I mean, you know, whatever. Just whatever you do, man, just be aware that you will be dehydrated. And you know what I'm saying? Get on that stage. You just want to prepare yourself.
Man, get that Pedialyte, man.
Yeah, don't play.
Pump yourself through Pedialyte and name party, like Paul says, because a lot of people come and they start drinking and all this. I mean, unless you were born in the South and you've been through it, you know how to do it. Yeah, but people, like, from up north that come in,
it's just like the cold weather when it's cold. Yeah. Like, you know, we from down south, so when we go somewhere where it's cold, you know, if it's 60 degrees, we freezing. I'm freezing, like, ooh, I'm
man,
cold.
I'm in heaven when it's like 60. I'm like, shit, man. I'm like, man, let's start this barbecue pit up and everything, you know. It's something about the cold weather and smoking a brisket, like, it's cold. It's like something like that, man.
But when we go somewhere when it's really cold, like negative degrees and stuff like that, it's like unbearable.
Like Alaska.
Canada.
Ooh.
Yeah, but if they live there, they're accustomed to it. So they, you know, first of all, they had the right clothes. Like, I'll be out there in a hoodie that, you know, barely, you know what I'm saying, no long johns.
You're
probably
back there in a hoodie and some regular little
I'm
sweats.
Good.
Some Hanes sweats.
Yeah. And you know what, bro? It never fails. We'll always see somebody on the plane with shorts. Like, what the
that's
fuck?
Me.
This motherfucker got shorts on and is freezing out here.
That is me. When I went to LA around Christmas, man, I wear shorts, man. I like to travel comfortable. You know, I don't want to be like, take off your belt, take off your shoes. And,
yeah.
You know, so I'm just like, man, wearing shorts, t-shirt, and that's it.
But, and bro, man, speaking of that, man, I've noticed every time I wear jeans through TSA, through the little thing, they always do the secondary screening search. They start patting you down, all, you know, rubbing you down, jacking you off. Man, but if I wear sweatpants or something like that.
Is that why you wear pants? Jeans all the time now?
No, I'm wearing sweatpants. I don't want them jacking me off. Shit, but.
Shit, I be wearing jeans all the time now. Shit. I be like, nah, I don't want her. Her right there.
They got a male on male, female, female policy.
Tell me the last time you've been on a plane.
Last Christmas.
Where'd you go?
Palmdale, California. Visiting my dad and my brothers out there. Yeah, it's out in the desert. And it was cold, man.
Yeah.
It was cold. So that's why I was asked. So why was that question following up by anything, dude?
I just asked him.
You want to crack a joke or something?
Nah, I'll let you know when I crack a joke. I don't need a lead to crack my jokes.
I mean, I'm trying to help you out there.
I crack my jokes when you least expect it.
Yeah, nobody.
Don't worry about it. I got a couple left in me. Hey man, I got fans, man. I got at least one fan, man. My boy be holding me down. He told Chile. Yeah, I need goo on there, man.
Yeah, he was
diversity on there, man.
He was in there on Twitter saying, "Hey, man."
Who said that? Give him a shout out.
What was his name? Let me look him up right now.
Yeah, look him up one time. We got to shout him out.
You should have him on as your top friend right there.
Yeah, man.
That's my partner, man. I follow him, man. He said he found me on Instagram. I mean, off the podcast when we gave out the ads. And he followed me. And then when I was missing, he said, "Man, what's up? Where was Goo at?"
Yeah, man.
Man, my boy. We like BFFs now.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, Goo out there. You know, I told him.
Let me find out his Goo nephew.
Yeah. it probably
Chris.
Was.
It's C-Dub. Let me find out it's C-Dub.
Yeah, but, you know, it was one of those things, too, where I was like, I was telling man, you know, ratings were looking shitty, so we had to get Goo off of that, you know.
And he was like, and my boy was like, "Nah, man, fuck you."
Okay, what his name was, man.
Man, I want to go back and look, but I got so many damn ads and shit.
Look at him! I got so much ads, man. What?
I do, bro. I got a lot of ads. Let me find my partner. Man. I'm gonna find him before the podcast is over.
Well, he's gonna hit us up when he hears the podcast. Say, "Hey, it was me, fool." But you know what? That's why, Goo. You're such a bad. You got one fan, and you are bad at it that you can't even show him.
Bro, I got a bad fucking memory, dog. Man, I can't remember what the hell I did this morning.
Whatever, dude. Anyways, man. So you know, hey.
Yeah, add us again, man, so we can show you love, man.
Hey, what y'all think of that story about that? About that Houston doctor, man, who raped.
Oh, this man. This
did y'all hear that story, man?
This motherfucker got probation.
10-year probation.
Man, this motherfucker raped a patient. So
allegedly.
I'm just saying, what do the real rapists get? If you rape somebody, this should be an audit we have of our system.
Well, he's a doctor to begin with.
It should be worse because he's a doctor.
Okay, so the story goes.
Yeah, I'm about to ask. I'm so
okay. The story
lost.
Is a female patient was under, it was at the hospital.
She was sedated, right?
She was sedated because she had asthma or something. She had like a bad asthma or something like that. So yeah. She had to go in for a bad reaction and they sedated her. Well,
he unplugged her call button.
Yeah,
locked the door
and
got outside of her. Started feeling her up, then turned over and did his thing. And then when she came to, whatever, I don't know, she was woozy. She still like
no. Nah, well, she was. I guess she was not like fully knocked out, but she was still
because she was hitting the button. But
she
nobody
was hitting
would
the
come.
Nurse button, and then they found out that the little nurse button was unplugged.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then like on the hospital, it shows that like his card, it showed that he was there multiple times in that floor and he had nothing to do in that floor or whatever. Wow. So,
I'm surprised other people haven't come forward yet.
That's sick.
But that's crazy thing is he admitted to having sexual relationships with her. He said that he slept with her, but it was consensual sex.
Consensual. Get the fuck
That's what he's
out of
saying,
here.
But, you know, and everything. And then he's saying, oh, I admit it's wrong. Ethically, it's bad for me to do that. So he got this bar. I mean,
ethically.
This motherfucker.
Yeah, that's so he's playing that card.
Get the fuck out of here.
And
he got 10 years probation.
Yeah. He got probation
10
for
year
that?
Probation wow. for that, man. And
that's like the kid, the Stanford student or whatever. He got 6 months probation.
Bro. Oh, yeah.
Was he
man.
White? Was he a white doctor?
Nah, he was
nah,
like.
Nah, it's a Middle Eastern descent. Middle Eastern. Sounds like it by his last name.
I think he's Indian from Pakistan. Something.
Yeah, it's man, it's crazy because
I think he's Indian.
What's his name? Let's see.
Chutia.
It's one of those names. Dr. Shafif Sheikh. Something like that. And I apologize to the Middle Piece Eastern communication. Shit. I mean, community for messing up that name. But
yeah, we don't know how to pronounce.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce. But
we don't know where he's from. But just from the name, though.
Yeah.
Shout out to my
Shafiq
Indian partners out there.
Shafiq is his name. So
I guess if we were on the Rappaport show, he'd be the sick fuck of the week.
Yeah, for real.
Man, that Definitely. Motherfucker needs to get his balls cut off.
Yeah. That's,
you know, I mean, you're a doctor first of all, and then you got a
You, bro, that's some sick.
You're supposed
shit.
To save lives sick, and shit, and then you take
bro,
advantage.
You know what that means, right? He's yeah. done that shit before.
He's
bro.
Had to have done.
Well,
it
that's
before,
what the
bro.
What the victim who they only call her Laura. That's like the name that they gave her, Laura.
Did
she
want,
was saying that
did she wants some money. She sued.
No, nah, she was. She wanted him to be. You know, she was raped. Jail, yeah. She was raped. So she, you know, crazy, she was bro. Saying that she hopes that more victims will come up, come out now because yeah. she thinks she believes that there were more. Yeah. Victims.
That's crazy.
That's
and,
crazy.
And then
bro.
He said he started apologizing right after they were done having sex because he realized that he broke like the ethical rule. The doctors sleeping are not her. Supposed to be with their patients and shit like that. So I think there was something, you know, something. First of all, this girl sedated. How the fuck you gonna tell me? Yeah, she want me. She, you know what I'm saying? It's yeah. kind of sick, dude.
It's not
yeah,
consensual.
That's, yeah, that's really
yeah, that's sick,
sick,
man. You can tell you judgment and all that. So you know, it's kind of fucked up to me though because they gave him probation and he has to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life.
Right. Yeah, but he needs to go to jail for the rest
jail.
Of his life.
What are other rapists
but,
getting?
Yeah, yeah, you know,
other
what I'm
rapists
saying?
Aren't getting. I mean, you hear the occasion of the that's when you hear the Stanford student getting 6 months. Everybody was outraged because why? The, you know, that's not what a rapist is supposed to get. A rapist is supposed to go to jail, man. You're not yeah. supposed to be raping people, man. That shit ain't cool.
And you know, and that's how fucked up the laws are because, you know, you have a kid that will be kissing a girl and grabs her boob and
right.
oh fuck it, 25 years in jail for shit like that. But you got yeah. somebody that, you know, did shit like this and they're like, okay, 10 year probation. Just because he's a doctor.
And you know what? The judge said, man, I don't want to give out this sentence, but this is what the jury determined, and
yeah,
I can't go
fucked
against
up.
It.
The jury said it.
The judge said, I don't agree with this sentence, we know, but the wow. jury, I can't, there's nothing I can do about it. This is what the jury, how the fuck did the jury decide that? Like, there must have not been no women on the jury.
Hey, it must have been with that fucking,
could not have been a wet damn.
Well, I don't even want to say that because none of us are women and we think that's horrible. So,
yeah,
man,
mean,
what? I don't know, man.
I mean, rape is the worst that's thing you horrible, can do man. To a female. You know what I'm saying? That's the worst thing you can do to any female.
Yeah, that's
and,
crazy.
And, you know, and then this motherfucker's out there just fucking saying, oh, I don't have to be a doctor anymore. Okay, cool. What this motherfucker probably going to do is leave the United States and go to back to somewhere else and become
yeah.
a doctor out there.
Or go to
shit.
A yeah, go to another you know? Country, right?
Or do
be a doctor.
Or do like butt implants in Brazil at yeah. the back of his car and shit like that. You know,
yeah.
it's like they're not thinking of the future. They're just like, well, this is what the law calls for or the jury, and this is fucked up.
That's
know?
Crazy, man.
But it doesn't stop there. It just shows you how fucked up this world is because then you have the fucking priest in Pennsylvania, the Catholic priest out there, man, fucking, you know, well, they have one in Dallas, the one right. in Dallas that fucking stole about $80,000.
Yeah, that was horrible. He had a horrible, and he was doing that too.
And he was molesting kids.
Yeah.
The priest?
Yeah.
Yep.
And
Dallas.
Then he left. He left.
He's fled. They looking
yeah,
for him.
Yeah, he fled.
Now.
So they don't know where he's at.
And then talk about the one in Pennsylvania.
And then in Pennsylvania, the Pope finally came out today yeah. and apologized.
Yeah.
And said, you know, we failed the kids. We, you know, if we failed to protect the kids. We were more worried about, you know, the investigation and saying that the prison do all this BS and all this shit. Yeah. That we forgot about the kids, the victims yeah. and shit. So, well, the Catholic Church is notorious for that because that shit's been going on for centuries, bro. Priests, right. the Catholic priests, they be molesting kids, and what the Catholic Church does is they just relocate the priests.
Yeah, they send them. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
they relocate them from a different. You know, so they'll be like, okay, this happened in Pennsylvania, we're gonna send you across the country.
Yeah, right.
Or we're gonna send you out of the country.
They got a documentary or a movie on this.
Yeah,
called
they had
Spotlight.
A movie. Yeah,
yeah, it was great. It was a movie about the real true story of the Boston Globe. They uncovered the story of
yeah.
not only the molestation but also the
cover
up. The cover up is the yeah. bigger problem. This one thing I got to shout out to the Pope because, you know, he's taking accountability where in the past it's always been cover up and deflect, where he's publicly condemning this and he's speaking out. Of course I can't say, you know, that he's doing everything perfect or anything, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, that but I just want to just look at the positive side that I'm just grateful that at least he's taking accountability and apologizing and admitting that these children have been.
I think he has no choice because
you really don't got no choice.
He has
bro.
To come out and say,
"Yeah, you can't deny it, bro. You cannot deny
well,
this
yeah,
shit
I
no
think,
more."
But that's not the Pope's job. like.
Well, right? He's over the church, and no, he's the one that makes the decisions at the end of the day.
I'm Catholic. Trust me, I know. Yeah, I've been Catholic all my life.
Communion. Doesn't seem like it.
May first communion, may confirmation.
Did he say his first chameleon?
Communion.
He said chameleon.
No, he said, oh, no.
We ain't talking about the WWE, all right? We talking about church here, man. No, but I made my confirmation and all that. So I went to private school, 7th and 8th grade.
Yeah.
I got kicked out of Harvard Middle School. So, and I go to church every Sunday. And that's like a big thing that, man, it was funny because we were just talking about this, me and my brother.
Yeah.
And my mom was talking about this, how, because I think the reason this happens, the kids are getting molested, is because in the Catholic Church, if you're a priest, you cannot be married, you cannot, so you can't have a wife.
Right. Yeah.
Right? So, what man, period, I don't care how holy you are, man, this is too much temptation, it's too, you're a man, you're hormones, bro.
You know, that's one thing, sex is like meth or crack to a lot of people, where just that type of the hormones like that is the, it builds up a frustration and a need to where you have to do something. And a lot of times, some, you know, if you are celibate like that and you can't even jack off type of shit, like, what, you know, it's crazy, bro, to think of what 20 or 30 years of not having any type of sexual release, what type of frustration that could build up into somebody.
But that's the same shit, though, when they go to a Catholic, like the nuns.
Yeah, the nuns the same way, right?
Some of them molest the female.
Right. I never heard of that one.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
They do.
I never heard of that one. I mean, it was always the priest.
Well, you know, it's always like the nuns or the priest or some nuns being molested by the priest.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's always been, it's always been covered up, man. It's been going on.
I mean, at the end of the day, though, you know what? I might look, those guys, the way I look at priests, because this is what I told my mom. Like, when I was little, I used to look at them like they were super holy. Like, you had to, like, they're just like, they're next to God. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you grow up when you're Catholic.
But yeah,
looking
at
priests. And I think, so now I just look at him like, shit, he ain't no different than me. The only difference is, he knows more about the Bible than me.
Well, sad thing and
but
the bad thing.
Yeah, but he's not.
He's not like God.
Right, he's not like God. Like, I can cuss him out and I'm not
like
going to hell. Yeah.
But they like to act like they're holy.
See,
and
they use the Bible to get close to the kids.
Some of them do.
And the reason I'm going to say that is because some of them do. The ones at the church that I went to, bro, we would have like bazaars. They'd be out there drinking in between games. The parents on the basketball team.
Let me just say this too:
they drink wine in the church.
This problem is not necessarily just the Catholic church.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Because it's in a lot of religions and a lot of churches. I grew up. The church I went to, the pastor cheated on his wife or wanted somebody else in the church. He had to leave the church while I'm a member of the church,
right.
and that was a Baptist church.
Yeah,
you know, so it was this goes on in a lot of churches. Also, my biological father, he was molested by one of the local priests here. I don't want to say their name or the name of their church, but he was a real famous church here, you know. But so this type of stuff been going on for a long time, not just in the Catholic church.
Even if you watch that show, Ray Donovan show, you know, on Showtime, he, like, the backstory to that show is he was part of the like in Boston, he was part of the kids that was molested by priests. And it goes, you know, it goes a lot, and that shit's been going on for years. It's not just that it's just happening now. It's just the fact that now they're like, shit, we got no choice but to come out you know.
You can't hide it no more.
Yeah, you can't hide it. And the messed up thing about it is that some of them using the church to molest the kids,
right?
I mean,
they're not holy people. They're molesters, you know, and they're wolves in sheep's clothing, pretending. But one thing though that the Catholic Church has that like other churches don't, you can be married as a Baptist preacher, but you can't be married as a Catholic priest.
Right.
So just that's why we don't see it, I think, as much. And I know I'm contradicting what I just said, but
you can be a deacon and be mad in the Catholic Church, and you never hear about deacons touching little kids or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why I really think, like,
see,
that's a problem.
It's fucked up because you would. Okay, I'll put it this way: would you, with your kids, would you trust? Who would you trust more, a priest or R. Kelly, to babysit for you?
Oh, neither,
man,
bro.
Come on.
I'm not even. That's not even.
I can't
an
go
option.
Out. I'll be there. I'm not going out.
Yeah, like
I'm
I would.
Home.
Exactly. So
I mean, I'm not even going. Hey, like I'm not even going.
If the because you know, even the Pope, they has come out kind of somewhat in support of like gay marriage type of stuff, not all the way, but in support of it. Not just saying we shouldn't, you know. But
he's so the
just,
first person to do that too.
Yeah, they can. So I'm like, man, if it, that's cool, then at least the Pope can be married as well. Like, or right, not even just the Pope, but I priests.
I think priests should be able to get married. Bro, but here's the thing: that it's will cut out a lot of that.
I don't think it's because they're necessarily because they're priests. I think they're already sick before joining
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, a lot of them probably grew up and were molested you know too, so you never know. Also, like they gotta break the cycle, right? That cycle gotta be broken.
It's funny you say that, because you know, pretty much any person who has that I've never met or seen somebody who was molesting people that wasn't also molested. So yeah, you're right, bro. It's contagious, bro. Now, everybody who's molested, that doesn't mean they go molest people.
Nah,
but I'm saying that all the people who are the people who's doing this type of shit, they also, you see, in their past, it has been done to them. So how you deal with these type of things, how you get type of counseling or just other situations in your life sometimes steer you in a path where doesn't continue. The cycle don't continue.
Yeah.
But, you know, for a lot of these people, the cycle is continuing. So we got to just, you know, for sure.
Man, it's crazy, man. Goo, what you think of that since you're the Catholic of the show?
I mean, you know what? I don't even really... I mean, hey, it is what it is. I mean, because you know what? This is one of those things, like, you're always going to be wrong.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's it. I mean, there's nothing to say about it. It's just wrong as hell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, but I do think, like Paul said, I do think that right now they're addressing it publicly.
Yeah.
They've always addressed it. It just has never been, because it's, you know, like, you got the Pope and the church is broken up in diocese.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you have like a Galveston diocese. It's crazy. And then they have bishops under them. You know what I'm saying? So it's a bunch of people involved in this.
I got a question for you, Goo. Being it, you know, and this just to get your perspective on this. I also grew up, when my mama first started taking me to church when I was a kid, it was a Catholic church. I went to a Catholic church for a while, took communion, all that. But let me ask you this, Goo. I'm not like claiming that I'm full on Catholic because I'm not full practicing. But let me ask you this. So when we ask you this, because I'm saying you ain't speaking on behalf of all Catholics.
But
just from your perspective, so when you hear these stories, do you take like, you know, do you feel it personally, like, because they're Catholic, or do you feel like, well, it's not my priest, not my church, so it's like, because when I look at it, I take it kind of personal, like, damn, it's fucked up, but I don't look at it like, you know, but I'm not, like I said, I'm not Catholic, so, you know, do you feel like take it personal?
You know, I do take it personal because there are kids involved, and it's a religion that I practice, right? So it holds that negative connotation, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, regardless of if the priest is in Michigan or the priest is in Alaska, it's a priest, you know what I'm saying?
It's still your church and your religion.
It's still my religion, right? You know what I'm saying? Because that priest one day could get sent down to Houston and be in my church, you know what I'm saying? And then he's my priest now.
Yeah, and who knows, you might have kids at that time, you know, or nieces and nephews or whatever.
Who do you feel like offended for? Do you feel offended for you and your religion, or do you feel offended that people speak against it?
Man, if you're speaking against it and you know what you're talking about, then I don't get offended. But it's people that speak against it that actually don't know. They're just speaking, right?
Okay. Like me, you would
like
get
without
offended.
Knowledge. Yeah, probably so. Yeah, I wouldn't get offended. But see, I've learned
it
not to speak
you.
About it.
It,
no more. It does
you.
Bother me.
Yeah.
But it also bothers me more. Why is this happening in the Catholic Church?
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, why is this happening? Like, let's address that issue.
Right.
Right. Because that's what bothers me more than anything. Because, bro, these are helpless kids that you have taken advantage of, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And this is something, like, I was raising my mother. Bro, I go to church every Sunday even to this day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like,
and
we hold
our church leaders at a higher standard,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right. But at the same time, what I've learned to do is to separate the fact that he's man and he's of flesh. So that's why me personally, I feel like I go to church because I've been blessed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just want to go praise and thank God for my – now, what the priest says and when he gives his homily, which is like the gospel, when he said, you know – do I pay much attention to it? Not really. I ain't gonna lie, because it's to the point to where that's his interpretation of it. I might interpret it a different way. You know what I'm saying?
Do you feel that you have to go to church to praise?
No, you don't.
Oh, well,
no.
But you just go because you've been going since you were a kid.
Yeah, but so it's kind of like that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I do feel good, and I do feel like God's giving me all these hours.
Yeah.
Let me give him 1 hour, because church is only an hour. So, look, I can give him an hour of my day. You know what I'm saying? We'll go to the, bro, if we go out and I wake up, or we have shows and I wake up at 6, 7, I'm going to be at church at 9, even if I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? Because I just feel as though it makes me feel good, right?
Yeah.
And I don't have to pay attention to anything the priest says, to be honest with you. I sit in the back of the church. Sometimes they even sit in the choir room where it's supposed to be for kids. And I'll just sit there and I'll pray.
Yeah.
I'll read the gospel. I'll follow along, but I'll give my own interpretation to myself of what, okay, bam, cool. And when the priest talks, sometimes I pay attention, or sometimes I just drift off. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, so I go, but I go for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a for me thing. It's not like, and I go because, like I said, I do feel as though I'm very spiritual and I believe in God. And you know what I'm saying? And but at the same time, I feel as though I could also go praise at a Baptist church, and it's not wrong.
Right.
But in the Catholic Church, they really. A lot of the older people, and it's starting to change now though, but a lot of the older people feel as though if you don't go to church on Sunday in a Catholic church and get communion, you didn't go to church. So you could go to church with your friends who are Baptists or who are non-denominational, but it didn't count. You missed church because you didn't go here, right? So that's how we were raised. You know what I'm saying? Now, I ain't gonna say all Catholics were raised like that, but I know all the ones I know from my
old
church. Yeah, you know, so that's how. But now it's getting a lot. It's starting to change more. The priest, because even if, man, I don't know, like, if you notice, but a lot of the priests now come from Nigeria that are here. You know what I'm saying? Like, Nigeria, we have the most priests in our diocese here in Texas. They're from Nigeria.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's because they're starting to bring more, but man, it's been happening for like 15, 20 years, to be honest. I've seen the shift in the priest.
You know, is your a lot priest of Nigerian?
Nah, he is. Yeah. He wasn't.
Who was the priest before? How long ago did it change?
He was a white priest, and he was there for about 3 years.
How long ago was that?
They moved him probably about a year ago.
A year ago.
So it's kind of like,
why?
No, because they just move. That's what they do with the priests. They move them.
Kinda,
so they'll get a priest who build up a church, and then they'll send them somewhere else.
So
that's why I'm saying it could easily be one of those priests.
And they'll never let anybody know. They're not sending out a public notice. Hey, we got a new priest. Oh, by the way, he's a child molester.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah. Oh man. So that type of fear is always there that you never know.
Oh man. Well, let's just hope that they get that together, because that's crazy, man. You know, I mean, I don't go to church, but I do believe in the Lord and everything. I feel like I don't have to go to church.
You said NRG Stadium was your church.
Yeah, that's my church, man.
That's why I go to church on Sunday. The parking lot.
But that's even changed now because of the owner. You know what I'm saying?
Tailgating.
So that's changed for me after the owner said all the stupid stuff. But you know, so we don't know, man. But just speaking of the NFL. Man, you see did you see the thing about the Raiders stadium in Las Vegas
with the jail?
They building the Vegas Raiders stadium is going to have a jail and a court for a judge.
Wait
for the fans.
What I want to know is, so can I go pay my parking tickets there?
No, this is going to be like if you're
like
if
Raider court.
Yeah. Raiders, like just NFL court basically. Yeah. But it's going to be a court, and you know, because you know the Raiders
for like
fans.
What, like if you're a Raider fan and then somebody sees you,
somebody.
You're wearing Rams jersey 1 week.
Yeah,
then,
but you know they fight the Raiders fans.
Yeah, the Raiders
that's what it's for.
Like
for real, it's a real jail.
Yeah, it's going to be built in the stadium.
I thought it was like some funny shit.
Yeah,
you know?
This ain't no.
No, this is serious.
Like you didn't boo him when he scored that touchdown. You can't cheer for the other team.
Yeah, like
you got to go to Raiders
like
court.
Like a fashion police.
No,
it's the Raiders jail.
Nah,
it's real. It's real jail. Real court.
They're gonna have cops and everything. And then like you know, if you get in a
drunk
fight,
disorderly,
drunk in the, you go to drunk tank and then.
I ain't gonna lie. When they went Oakland. I would not want to go to no Raiders game.
Yeah.
Like when we played them in the playoffs here, I went.
No, I'm talking about in Oakland.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. It's crazy.
Like, I wouldn't.
That's why they're doing it, I think, is for just the security of
the
fans.
Well, they have a jail built in the stadium they're at right now. So whenever there's fights, what they do is they just throw them in there, and then when the game's over, they let them go or
that's
whatever.
That's crazy.
But, you know, it's just – that's what the Raiders – that's why Raiders fans are, like, the scariest ones people are scared of and everything, but
– man, you know, my mom used to live in the same neighborhood in apartments as the Raiders owner when she
Al
was
Davis?
A kid.
Who, Art, yep. Al Davis? Yeah. I'm going to say Art Howe.
Yeah. And my grandpa, my mom's dad, and the owner, his dad, Al Davis, they used to chop it up always. But they was the only two males at that time, you know, living there, love football, whatever. So they chop it up about football. Back in the day, my mom and him were like a year or so apart. They were the only two Damn. Kids in the apartments. So they would play with it, you know, hang out, whatever, chill. Yep. So I'm like, Mama, what happened? You're supposed to keep that thing. You're supposed to
keep that friendship.
So you mean to tell me I could be the owner next in line? That could have been my daddy, man.
Paul
what
Davis.
You do, man? Shit.
Paul Davis.
Man, your first love, man, Mama, your first love was Mark
NFL,
Davis.
I don't think the NFL would like Paul, man. They'd yeah. be like, sir.
I'm gonna be like, I'm going to be out there taking a knee with him.
No,
yeah.
Be like,
I'm going to be lighting the blunt up in Cali. Yeah. In the Oakland Raiders, too? Oh, man. I would have been out
well,
there.
But I did see that they're not the television network said they won't be sharing any of the national anthem.
Yeah.
Well, the only reason, like, I mean,
they're trying to find a way to shut it down. They're trying to find a way to end this controversy.
Oh, but they still kneeling. They still got their hand. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter because as long as Donald Trump keeps tweeting about that shit, adding fuel to the fire, it's going to stay alive.
Yeah.
He's actually giving them a voice.
Yeah.
Giving them a platform.
That's why, you know, when I was driving on the way here, I was thinking about Trump because, you know, I was like, dude, that motherfucker's actually doing what people picked him. He's being drama. He's just being drama. He's doing everything. And I'm like, dude, this is funny.
How often do you do that?
Do what? Think?
The drive and think about Trump.
I was just like, because I was thinking of what to talk about the podcast, you know, because I was like, man, look, we got this whole thing with Donald Trump and Omarosa. He called Omarosa a dog.
Who?
Omarosa. Oh, he's talking about he said it.
See, Goo trying to be funny. Yeah. Well, you know, with Amarosa or Omarosa or Mimosa, whatever her
Amarosa.
Name is.
A faux mimosa.
How do y'all feel about her, though?
Amarosa. Man, I think she was for the moment, bro. I think she just got what she could get.
She knew she was going to get fired.
Girl, but let me tell you something, man. That mother, listen.
Do y'all feel for her, though, or not?
Fuck no.
Hell no.
Right?
Man.
That's how I feel.
Bro, she's a hypocrite.
Bro, yes.
She knew all this when she took the job. Now she coming out.
Right.
That's that's like this. That's like if.
That's and like she got a book to promote, so she's doing it for a paycheck. She's showing you, like.
Bro, that's like you, okay, if you needed a job, but the guy you were going to work for, you knew he had, like, a super bad reputation and
you know
whatever.
He was a child molester.
Yeah, child molester,
oh,
whatever.
Fuck, no, I wouldn't
right?
work.
Right? And you worked for him, and he paid you, and now after the fact, you want to sit up here and be like, oh, yeah, I have secrets, and I know all about him.
And the whole time you was working for him, he was a child molester.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I know they're going to put it as, oh, well, saying the N-word is not the same as molesting a child, but all I'm saying is if you are a leader of any nation, then racism of any type is intolerable. You know
especially
what I'm saying?
If you're a woman of
color. Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, she's old. She turned her back on her whole
race.
On her race.
Yes.
First of all.
And
by supporting Trump.
And now she's trying to come back and be like, oh, guys, stand with me. You know what I'm saying? So now it's just
she
like,
lost all credibility. So she's like, man, whatever.
Hey, but shout out to Simone Biles. She just
broke the record.
5-time world champ, something.
Broke the record. They said she. They said she's the oldest woman to ever break to win.
Probably
she's
the 21. Shortest too.
for real. She's 21. She's 21.
She's Jimmy.
And she's the oldest.
She's the oldest. Isn't that amazing, man?
That's crazy.
Hey, big shout out.
Congrats. Oh, yeah, because they be like 14, 15.
Yeah. Yeah.
12, 13.
Hey, go get that money, man. Go get that money.
Get your paper.
Get your grill.
Yeah, we got your grill waiting. We got it ready for you.
Oh, she finally got one? Or?
Yeah, it's coming, baby. It's coming.
My Paul's supposed to do it.
You know I be bullshitting.
Nah, she's supposed to do it at the dub. She's supposed to come to the we can see at the dub show. Yeah. She's supposed to come to the dub show.
We've been promising her grills ever since she won the gold, you know what I'm saying, along with the other Olympians.
Yeah, I got a chance to meet her at the car show. Not this one, but like
I was about to say she was there because we had
she was like
you done fucked up our whole life, Paul. Yeah.
No,
I told you, I just be bullshit.
Nah, it was the year before is when she went. She went, and that's when I got a chance to take a picture with her.
Damn, it's been that long.
Paul, you met her with the Astro game?
Yep.
At that, bro, did you see the nun throw that pitch?
Whoa.
That nun had an arm.
She looked like she'd been playing with some balls.
Wow.
Like baseballs, fool. Come on, man. Cricket.
Well, you never gonna get a job.
No, he never going to heaven.
He never going to heaven.
He talking about the back priest on the radio.
Hey, if them molesting ass priests are making it to heaven, I've been making it to prison.
Them motherfuckers ain't going to heaven. Yeah. I tell you that now. Them motherfuckers are not going to heaven, man.
I'm like Tupac. Is there a heaven for a real G?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Huh? Thug life.
Heaven for a real priest?
Yeah, no. We're definitely going to hell.
Y'all going to hell, man.
Good trying to distance himself from us right now. Yeah, man. I don't appreciate y'all talking about
I don't care, bro. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't care if he's a priest or not a priest.
Right.
I hold, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, wow. I mean, because it's anybody that molests a child, bro, like,
to me,
you're the scum of the earth. Yeah. I don't give a damn if you're a priest, a plumber, a fireman, whatever.
Right. And if just like you're saying, there's tons of firemen who molest kids. That don't mean all firemen are bad or we holding, you know what I'm saying? Right, exactly. So,
there's tons of people like everywhere, man. It's not just like any, you know what I'm saying? It's, they're out there. What about the sick fuck in Colorado, man? The guy that fucking murdered his wife and choked his two kids to
and
death.
And went on the news.
And
lying about it.
Yeah.
How long did he get away with that shit before they figured it out?
Shit, I don't know. About a week or something.
Bro,
like
I saw the interview.
Yeah.
Man, that motherfucker was let me tell you something, man.
You know what he's saying now?
What?
He's saying what happened was he was trying to divorce his wife, and he broke it off with her. He left and came back. He came back like they were in some type of fight or something. She took it bad. He left, came back. And she had just got done strangling one of the kids and was in the middle of strangling another girl, the other girl. And then he went up to her and stopped it. And he saw it and was in such a rage that he strangled her. But at this point, this motherfucker been lying from day one. So I don't believe that.
Man,
if that's the case.
I thought you could say he was pleading insanity. That's about his best fucking
bet. That's your best bet. Because the next thing is, they going to prove that, nah, bro, them was your fingerprints on the kids or whatever. However, you know, they're going some type of way they're going to connect it. Because, you know, if you strangle somebody, it takes like a minute and a half, 2 minutes to actually strangle. I am to the plane. I ain't tried this before. But, I don't even mean to joke about it. I bet you know I watch all them murder documentaries. So I've been knowing.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie,
it takes
man.
A long that time to strangle somebody, bro.
He think he can solve a crime, I believe.
Or get away with one.
Get away with one, yeah. How to get away with murder. Like forensic files. Yeah.
Forensic files with
all this shit.
The people's forensic files.
Hey, I'll be a cold serial killer though, bro. I could be a cold serial.
You heard it here first.
Yep.
It was at 9:26 p.m. on Monday, August.
This gonna be in evidence later on. They're gonna be like, she admitted to it right here.
August the 20th.
We're gonna kill the child molesters out there.
You're gonna be a Dexter over here.
I watched like 3 or 4 episodes of Dexter. And
it's crazy.
Like,
it's a tripped out show, man. But, you know, it's fucked up, man. I don't know what the fuck is going on with people, man. You know, it's like, you got to be a sick motherfucker. First of all, you suffocated your own kids with your own hands. You had to be looking at them.
That's crazy, bro.
And then you kill the wife, and then you're on national TV saying that.
You think they, like, look up to, like, who's your role model, like, to do some shit like that? Like, do you look up to, like, Charles Manson?
Yeah,
and like, oh, shit, like.
That's what I want to be when
I
grow.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Bro,
like, because it just.
No matter how much I could ever be mad or, like, I saw this before. Another woman, she tried to kill her baby daddy or something, and she just got caught because she shot him, but he survived or some shit. But, you know, man, no matter how much you hate the other person, man, don't take it out on the kids. You know, we see this a lot of times, though, where the son will look like the daddy and the mama hate the daddy, so she take it out on the son. You know what I'm saying? And or whatever. That's just something we see sometimes. So that's the situation I'm using as an example. But you know, it's there's no way.
It's so
easy. You can't take that out on the kids, man.
It's so easy to just walk out.
Right, walk away.
All you have to do is just turn around and walk out and go for a drive, you know, whatever, and come back and say, look, I'm done, dude. I'm done.
And he dumped one of the children in an oil thing. You seen that?
Mm-mm.
in a oil what you call it? Oil, what's it called? Oil storage.
Well, tanker, a tanker.
Yeah, a tank.
Yeah,
oil
like,
tanker.
Like a car oil or like a I mean, you know, it just you know, God bless the little angels that lost their life, up, you know, man. Hopefully they didn't suffer much, and I couldn't, you know, I wish the worst. Like the worst on that guy.
Yeah,
on that guy.
I'm telling you, man, because he was like, that shit wasn't, like, he had no conscience, bro. Like,
I don't want him to go to like a psychiatric for the rest of his life. I want him to be posting, like, just stay in jail for the rest of his life and let the people in jail.
Knock his ass down. He gonna get fucked.
But I want him every single day of his rest of his life, somebody to go in there and just beat him up.
Yeah.
1 inch from his death.
Yeah.
And then let him heal again. And
they
have
they gonna do all kind of shit to him.
Yeah, let Bubba handle it.
He buried his wife at an oil work site and then dumped his daughters inside oil tanks.
That's crazy, man.
That's sad, man.
It's sad, man. You know, disgusting. Hey, man, look. We've been talking a lot of crazy stuff today on this podcast. People, if you're thinking of, you know, whatever, man, just walk away, man. It's not worth it, man.
Let that shit go. Move on. Yeah. Start a new life, something.
Man. Yeah, move on, man.
That's what I think about. I be thinking about my biological father. This motherfucker was a child molester. He kidnapped a girl, went to Canada for 2 years and got caught. The girl came back, killed herself. You know, so I be thinking, like, he left us. He left my family when I was in kindergarten, first grade. So sometimes, you know, as a child, you grow up thinking, damn, why he do that? You know, like, damn, I feel fucked up because he left me. You feel like unwanted or some shit like that. But then, you know, I'll be looking at it really like, man, God was protecting me. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes, man, I would much rather have not have a father there and he leave than to have a father and he molested me or some shit like that.
So
or he killed me or some shit like that.
Since your biological father was not like in your life when you had kids, do you think that made you softer on your kids in a lot of ways, to where, because you felt as though like you had to kind of make up for the your father being absent, so you like felt like, okay, I can't do this, I can't do that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to be there for this or that, even if it's something so minute, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I was blessed to have a stepfather who ended up adopting me and who did raise me, you know what I'm saying? And he did teach me right from wrong, all that type of stuff, so I was blessed with that. But no doubt there was a huge fear of me being a father, especially being that my firstborn was a son. I was feeling so just conflicted of, how do I do this right? What do I do right? I don't want to spoil them. I don't want to beat them. I don't, you know, I don't want to. But how do I find a medium of
discipline? Let me tell you why I asked him that. And Chila, I'll never forget. We had done a show in Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
Paul, you know I'm probably full of say because I never let Paul forget this. We done a show in Philadelphia and or somewhere in Philly. And the promoter, it was about to be Thanksgiving the next day. The promoter was like, bro, y'all come hang out with me at this club. He got a bag off of us, bro.
Yeah.
And he was like, bro, I'm going to give y'all like 50 racks.
Jeez.
To come tomorrow. Come with me. Just hang out. We just going to go over here. And, bro, it was Thanksgiving was that day. It was the next day.
Yeah.
So the promoter, Paul, was like, nah, man, it's Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving. Yeah. You know, so I'm like, well, shit. So the promoter says, well, look, man, I'll fly you home, and then I'll fly you on the last flight out of Houston back to Philly. Paul was like, nah, I can't man, listen, he could not do it. It was his first Thanksgiving
with my son. I just couldn't do it, man. He was born in April, so that was November. He was just a few months old. I couldn't do it.
And so I said, Paul, I'm looking at him like, bro, what are you doing? We got it, man. Let's go and get this money. Paul was like, nah, man, because I got to be there for him. So to this day, like, it's kind of like a joke. I fuck with Paul. Yeah. Hey, bro. Hey, show me a picture from that first Thanksgiving. Yeah. He be like, man.
Will, you remember your first Thanksgiving? He don't even know. He don't know.
He's looking like, what?
But yeah, it was just.
But Uncle Good remembers 50 racks.
I remember.
You know,
remember.
You know, they call us now. We might go, but, you know. Shit.
Nah, that's why you need to call Paul's son, Will, right now. What's up, 50 racks?
Yeah, you know, bro, you owe us 50 racks. You call us 50
racks. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, I feel them, though. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I feel Paul, because even, like, with my nephews, I don't like missing their games. And he's just my nephews. You know what I'm saying? I could imagine this is my own child.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
So it's kind of like, yeah.
But for sure, I feel conflict. As a parent, though, I never at any point, even to now, feel like I know what I'm doing as a parent. Like, okay. Yeah, I know this. I know. I feel like how do I get it right? Because there's so many ways to get it wrong, and there's so many things you can do to get it right, and fucked up shit still happen. So,
okay, right now, let's say Will starts playing football. His first football game, and that day somebody said, I'll give you 50 racks to come do a show out of town. You going to the game, or you going?
Well, one thing I learned, you know, is I bribe my kids. So I'm sure if I break them off, he ain't going to be tripping. You know what I'm saying? If I bless his game with some money, say, hey, well, look, because I didn't do that before where, look, I got something going on. What y'all want me to do? Y'all want me to stay here with y'all? I want to stay here with y'all. Or I can go out here and get this money. And I got to, you know, look, I'll do this. They giving me extra because it's a holiday or something. I'll break it down with y'all too, so we can, you know, we can crowd share, you know what I'm saying? And I'm down, shit, and we'll make it work.
But Paul, he's always doing that. Like, if we're gone for like 3-4 days, and we're like going home, and we're in the airport, and he's trying, I'm like, man, what are you doing, bro? Let's go to the gate. Nah, I gotta find a kid something. He's always bringing home some shit.
Yeah,
that's cool. The money.
Yeah, just throwing money away, because some stuff they'll like, and some stuff they don't.
Like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's just
save it for Toys for Tots or something.
Coming home from Dallas, is we just stopping to get coffee, pausing it for 45 minutes trying to buy a goddamn sword.
Yeah.
Bucky's ain't no joke, bro.
But it just be something about it, you know. I just want them to have that, not tradition of every time I come home, but you know, daddy's home and he brought us something. Because sometimes they be like, oh, did you bring us something? And I'd be like,
you gotta buy them.
Damn, I ain't bring y'all shit. I feel bad. Like, I ain't like, damn, oh, y'all don't fuck with me if I ain't bringing y'all nothing. But they be like, nah, it's all good. We just checking.
But next time,
and I be telling them, like, look, I don't mind getting you something, but I don't want to get you something and I done spent, even if it's $10, you know, because that's what it ain't nothing major. $10, $15, $20 max.
Damn.
But I still, man, look, if you don't want this, that's cool. Don't make me get you something just so you can feel like you got something. Because I'd rather spend $20 on an Xbox gift card for you or some shit. You know what I'm saying? And instead of I'm wasting it on something at the airport that you don't even give a fuck about.
But the older they get now, I think you know more what they will like and what they don't, right?
Right.
Because I know at first Paul was just buying all kind of shit.
Anything.
But we was in Europe in the airport. We were leaving in Heathrow, Heathrow, however you pronounce it.
Yeah.
We were coming home. Paul grabbed all this shit. But the money is different. It was euro. Man, Paul probably grabbed $600 worth of shit before he do it. I was like, man, why you shit. Not for the ball that shit, dog? $600 worth of shit because it's euro.
Yeah, so it's double. It's double.
It's crazy. Even now, Noelle, my daughter Noelle, she into, she eat like all these gummy candies. Like, you know, they got gummies.
Gummy worms, shape, bro. That's
worms. They got gummies that look like whales, gummies that look like broken hearts, gummies that look like, you know, all kind of stuff.
James Harden's got his own his own gummy worms. I mean, gummy bear or whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah. With the what you call it, Sour Patch.
Yeah, the Sour Patch, the trolley, whatever they call it. No,
really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that because I was in Las Vegas and they got in one of the hotels, they got one of the a little candy store in there. Man, I dropped so much money buying candy.
That's like that M&M store in Vegas. You know, you go in there.
They got one in, I've never been to one in Vegas, but I've been to one in New York.
New York,
Have you gone to the Coca-Cola store in Vegas?
Nah.
Where they have all the Coca-Cola
flavors
got, from every, all over the world.
I got Spearmint Rhino in Vegas. I've been there.
What's that?
Spearmint Rhino.
I've never go to strip clubs in Vegas, bro.
Yeah, we went there before.
Never.
We went there with G's, I think. Right?
That's different, though. That's different. If you got somebody like,
But, and Lamborghini owners.
For me to go, just to go, because it's, a lot of guys go with just because it's Vegas and it's a strip club and it's famous.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, dude, I'm not, I like, I don't even go to clubs in Vegas.
Something. I got too many bills now, bro. I don't even like going out, really. I'll go out, but I'm like, yeah, shit, fuck that.
That's like me, man. I was like, I'm in clubs in Houston all the time. Why do I want to travel 3 or 4 hours to come to Vegas to a club? Yeah. You know, it's like, nah.
What you doing when you go out of town then?
Man, I just chill, man, really. Like,
chill and drink for the most part? Yeah. You go to the pools or you just, no?
Nah, like when I go to Vegas, I'll just sit there at I'll split $100 at the penny slots and sit there and get drunk for free.
Chill. Okay. Yeah, so you just really go for, like, relaxation.
Yeah, man,
go for
chill.
The free drinks.
I'll get pissed off if I lose $100.
But that's how I feel.
I'll be like, fuck!
Bro, that's how, like, when me and my girl got together, like, we went to, like, Aruba, and I enjoyed that shit, but I was just like, man, it's hard for me to, like, it was hard for her,
you know,
to get me to go somewhere.
She's a very brave woman, your fiance.
Why you say that?
You taking her to Aruba? You'd never take a girl to Aruba because they might never come back,
she
man.
She took me to Aruba.
She probably didn't want you lucky to come back.
Man, Aruba's beautiful, bro. You tripping. That's got to be one of the most beautiful places I've ever been to, bro.
Man, the one I want to go to is Hawaii. That's always been, as a kid, that, to me, Hawaii was just so beautiful.
Hawaii, like, you know?
Very beautiful.
That's like my bucket list place I got to go to.
It's just far, man. That's one thing that.
It's what, 8, 10 hours or something? Like 8 to 10 hours?
That's why I love it.
Ain't no further than Macau.
Yeah,
what was Macau? I followed Macau, bro.
Macau was like 14 hours.
You go Macau, for me, that was just like.
Your cow?
Yeah.
Like your cow? Is that where you go?
No, Macau.
Oh, Macau. I thought you said my cow. What was that at?
Macau. It's off the coast of Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah. Okay, shit.
It's like Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. It's the only place in Asia where gambling is legal.
Yeah.
Bam.
So it's just like, bro, you it's like night and day. You cross over a bridge and it's like a whole different world. It says City of Dreams on it. And bro, it was so funny because they gave us money. We didn't know it was money.
Yeah.
We thought it was
like little coupons.
Yeah, we thought it was like
flyers.
Coupons just the week. I swear to God, look, they gave us this shit.
Y'all
so
throwing
we could
it
use
in the garbage?
At the Hard Rock.
We was going to leave it,
bro,
in the room.
Yeah, we're going to leave it in the room, bro. And my dumb ass, bro, I'm buying like Louis 13 up, me and T.
Shots,
Johnny.
Yeah,
we buying shots. So I bought me, Johnny, Paul, and this big ass security. I don't know what to do. No, the DJ.
Yeah.
And Kat.
Yeah.
Was Kat with us?
Yeah, Kat was there.
Okay, Kat was there. And so I bought shots, and I'm like, so I thought this could only be used at the Hard Rock Cafe because we ordered food, we ate. I mean,
we thought it was like,
know, yeah, we thought like
bar vouchers, like it was a drink voucher.
So it was on some like, man, I pay for this shit, fuck it, because you're just trying to get rid of it. So when we were leaving and stuff, then the guy was like, yeah, man, you know, so y'all can go about this and that. We were like, wait, what? He was like, yeah, when you get to the airport, you can go whatever you have left, you can cash out. It was like, cash out, what do you mean?
We like, that's money?
He was like, it's real money.
That was a drink token.
The reason being, because the girl who booked us, her grandfather was Stanley Ho. We had money that had Stanley Ho on it. So we thought, well, maybe it's just like, we thought maybe it was like, okay, they doing some, because bro, he's the one that brought gambling to Macau.
Oh,
yeah. So he's a billionaire. Like, he owned banks and shit. So it was like, so we figured, oh, maybe, because we're here, they know this is, we're guests of them. You know what I'm saying? Of you know.
Y'all felt real special, huh? Y'all like,
oh, bro, we did live ass suite, bro.
Yeah, we VIP up in this bitch.
Chile, I bullshit you not. Nothing I've ever seen popping bottles, bro. So many bottles, you know, the totes that you keep, like the big totes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bottles laid sideways. Two of them, bro.
You know what it reminded me of?
Super Bowl weekend?
Nah, back in the days at the BMF parties when they were in the wheelbarrows when they first bring them out.
Yeah.
But this was like that,
times
like
10,
on steroids.
Right?
Yeah.
Bro, she came out of the club.
They spent $1 million.
The ball came from New York. I think they said it was the same people that dropped the ball in New York.
The
that
Times
crystal
Square
ball, the Times Square ball.
Yeah.
Bro, this ball came. You can look this up. Go to YouTube, type in
Fejo.
Paul Wall Nelly. Macau, M-A-C-A-U. You'll see her coming out. It's a round ball, crystal ball, and then it opens up like Lamborghini doors.
Yeah.
It comes up, and she was in the middle with her best friend, bro.
This was her entrance to the club.
This was her entrance into the club.
Like, we just walked in through the
back
door.
Every day, that's her entrance?
Bro,
we just walked through the door, went to the green room. This is how she entered the club.
When we got there, they was like, yo, she wants to hang out with y'all. And we was like, fuck it. So we went. This is the first time I ever had a crystal. That shit's so nasty. I was like, this shit's nasty. Then she ordered like a $10,000 or $5,000. I don't remember. It was expensive. Bottle of Patron.
She's like, oh, you don't like that?
Try to get something else.
So nice, man.
Bro, because you know they love karaoke out there. So we went to like
a
karaoke bar.
And then, you know,
is that Paul where he was doing grills with Nelly?
No, Paul was trying to smoke, and I was trying to make sure Paul didn't go to jail because
bro,
it was like.
Let me tell you something. Hey, we were trying to smoke. I was like, because, you know, they're being very, everybody that was there you know, everybody that was there, they were very like welcoming. You know, yeah. You need thing, whatever, you want this, you want that. And I don't drink, so I was like, shit, you ain't got no weed? Is it weed legal out here? You know, weed legal in most of America, so yeah. Is it legal out here? I'm just asking, just curious. But man, they was like,
it's not though.
It is not, bro. They were looking at, man,
frown upon.
We lit one up. Man, they were looking at me like I was smoking crack, bro.
Isn't it like punishable by death or something, right? Or some shit.
It's very punishable. They were not cool with it.
We got a paper. Like, they give you a paper when you come in to tell you, like, you know what I'm saying? If you have, like, pills that you don't have a prescription for, or this or that, and marijuana.
But it's like America, because it's like, shit, you can go to jail for weed here, too, in some places. You go to jail for drugs here, but people still do it all the time.
Now, this is punishable by death.
Yeah, but that's crazy. Also, yeah, when you, we done watched Locked Up Abroad, so when you over there, look, we not trying to go to jail for nothing.
You
going to
see Paul on the, I almost got away with it.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Hey, man.
I tell you, all I had to do was light it up, and I seen how they was looking. I was like, no, it's cool. I ain't tripping. Put that shit out. I'm not trying to go to jail.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you the funniest story.
I lit it
story.
Up and then put it out.
Well, look, the funniest story, right? Because it was like 15 of us total out there, right? So one of the people that was out there that we knew that was with us at one point in time got a prostitute, right? Try to buy some ass out there, right? So this motherfucker goes, but prostitute, whatever. So we didn't know nothing about it, right? Because we was all like in our rooms chilling. Yeah. We were like,
y'all
I'm
like,
telling,
she's very friendly.
We didn't see it. We would never know had they not have told us. But he was telling us, like, man, she came into the room, you know, looked good. Because they had some very beautiful women out there.
So the lady,
you know,
boy,
saying?
Huh?
Now, it wasn't even a lady boy. It was a lady, but she was unshaven. Her beard, probably, her shit probably looked like your beard. You know what I'm saying? And man, when he told us this story, he was like, bro, he told her, like, you gotta go, get out. Like, he was so disgusted. And I was like, we was like, did you pay her though? He's like, yeah, I paid her. Well, I paid her to get out. You know what I'm saying?
Charlie Sheen.
Like, oh, well,
they,
my God,
they say that's
dog.
Why you pay a prostitute anyway, is to pay him to leave. Yeah. That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what Charlie Sheen said at David Letterman.
Yeah,
he says, David, I don't pay for the sex. I pay them to leave after sex.
But that was so funny. So, but then we found out that it's not customary for them to shave, you know what I'm saying, out there. So, bro, they have
probably insulted
bro,
her.
No,
man.
But look, the prostitutes.
Yeah, they got like a red light district.
Yes, a red light district. There's one hotel where, check this out, you can go in there and they walk around like in the fucking assembly line, right?
Yeah.
So you can just, whichever one you want, you grab them and you take them with you, right? That's legal. You know what they get tickets for?
For what?
If they stop walking.
Loitering.
If they stop, it's loitering. Yeah. If they stop walking for longer than 5 seconds,
who, the girls get the tickets?
Yeah, the girls get the tickets. Yeah, the girls will get tickets.
Shit, that's why they probably they're so skinny, dude.
They were skinny, bro. They were very skinny. Now those prostitute girls weren't cute though. Like, I ain't gonna lie, like they were weakest. Like it was. I don't even know what he came with because we didn't get to see it. But I could only imagine.
Yeah, we were doing our business.
We were with Fajo.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. We were going out to the club.
Paul was just trying to.
We went to about 3 clubs.
Paul was just worried to make sure he didn't get killed for smoking.
Yeah, for real.
I think that was just the one time, right? That was it. Right.
That was it.
Tried that one time.
That you could tell they were like, look, it's cool, but it really ain't cool. So
we
I'm
went
like,
to the club, right? And then you went to like, it was somewhere inside the back of the club.
Some shit.
So they probably gave Paul like, look, you can smoke if you want to, but I wouldn't recommend it. But it's up
bro,
to you.
He got it from somewhere though. So he had to have gotten it from somewhere that they had it. It wasn't like he That's asked for like, it and they brought it back to him. Somebody probably, had it.
Yeah, like you want this? Yep.
But
sure,
then
why
but
not?
They but it was on some like, yo, we gotta go. Cause Paul like they left.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, shit, they came back and then it was, you know, cause when you land, they give you a paper, like a pamphlet. And the pamphlet said, because I still have the pamphlet. I'm going to take a picture, send it to you. Because I have the pamphlet at home, bro.
Well, you know what, man? We glad y'all made it. You know, appreciate.
We went all around the world, baby.
We appreciate everybody tuning in this week, man. You know what? We're going to get out of here. Don't forget to follow us on social media. At Paul Wall, baby. And we got a goo.
At G-U underscore Hefner, H-E-F-F-N-E-R.
At Chile and the Champ. And at the Chile, T-H-E-C-H-I-L-E. Man, we'll check in with y'all next week. Anything y'all want to say before we get out?
Chile and the Champ with Goo Hefner.
Back from reporting live.
Reporting live. Secret mission.
Yeah, church.